We continue now with lesson number 18 in Mishnayos Maseches Menachos, still in the sixth perek, today with the fifth and sixth Mishnah, Perek Vov, Mishnah He, and Mishnah Vov. Mishnah He, Kol HaMenachos Tu'unos Shlosh Meos Shifa V'Chamesh Meos Be'ita. In the preparation of the wheat, the raw wheat, the kernels of wheat, they have to be rubbed. Shaf shifshuf means to rub in the hands. You take the grains, the kernels in your hands, and you rub them a total of 300 times. V'chamesh meyos be'ita. And they have to be pounded with one's fist or one's palm 500 times. V'hashifa v'hape'ita b'chitim. And the rubbing and the pounding are done with the wheat in order, raw wheat, in order to remove the husk from the wheat before the wheat is ground into flour. The Gemara quotes a brisa which describes the procedure. Shof achas boed shtayim. Shof shtayim boed shalosh. He would do one rub, two poundings. Two rubs, three poundings. Meaning, this way, if he would do first one rub, then two poundings, then two rubs and three poundings, and again, one, two, two, three, that way he will do a total of 100, if he does that procedure 100 times, he will have done 300 shifos, one and then two times 100, three times 100, 300, and two and then three be'itos, 500 be'itos. But the main point is, he would really do a very, very thorough job of transforming the wheat in its kernel and husk into wheat ready to be grounded for into flour. Rabbi Yossi Omer af babotzek, even when it comes to the dough, after it's been done, after the flour has been performed, he also makes sure that he kneads the dough very, very, very thoroughly. Mishnah continues and says, Kol ha-menachos bos eser eser. In general, a korban mincha comes of in batches of 10 loaves each, or 10 rekikim each. From each isaron of flour, you make 10 chalos or 10 rekikim. Except, chutz mi lechem haponim, the lechem haponim upon the table in the heichol, over there were a total of 12, 6 and 6, V'chavite Kohen Gadol, and the Korban Mincha which a Kohen Gadol brought every day. The Gemara learns from Gzeres Shava from Lechem Haponim. Chokolom Chokolom also had 12 chalos, not 10. Shehein Ba'os Shteimesre. Lechem Haponim and Chavite Kohen Gadol had 12. All the other Korbanos Mincha had 10. Diver Rabbi Yehuda, who says that we learned 10 from Lachmei Toda, from the Thanksgiving breads, which were four sets of 10 each. So too, every Korban Mincha is 10, except for Shtei Alechem, I'm sorry, except for Lechem Aponim and Chavite Kohen Gadol, which were 12. However, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer Kulon Boos Shtei Mesre. They all come in sets of 12, Chutz Mechalos Toda, except for the Chalos Toda, where there are four sets of 10, Vahanazirus, and the two sets of chalos which a nazir brings when he completes his nazirus, he brings chalos belulos bashemen rukike matzos meshuchim bashemen shehein bos eser eser. The chalos toda come in groups of 10. The nazir brings two chalos each of 10, but everything else is 12. So holds Rab Meir. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that they're all 10 with the exceptions of Lechem Aponim and Chavite Kohen Gadol. Proceeding to Mishnah Vov, Ha'omer ha'yaba isaron mishalosh so'in. To understand this Mishnah, you have to have a little bit of arithmetic background, and that is an isaron. Why is it called an isaron? Because it's a tenth of an epha. It's about 4 liters. An epha is 3 so'im. So a tenth of an epha is 1/30th of a so'ah. So when you're making from the Korban Omer, which remember was brought from barley, you extract 1/30, right? And Yisrael Mishlosh So'in, 1/30, you have a stack of 3 So'in of barley. From it you extract one fine Yisrael. You could sift it all, and after the sifting is done, you have one Yisrael, which is very, very well sifted. Now remember, the Omer is brought on the 16th of Nisan in the spring. The Tfuah then is very fresh and still moist. And barley, by its very nature, has many subin, has a lot of bran. So you want to sift out the bran. So in order to have a well-sifted Yisrael of barley flour, so you have to sift through 3 soyim of raw barley. So in the case of the Korban Omer. Shtei halechem is brought from wheat, not from barley. And the shtei halechem was not one isaron, but 2 esronim. So shtei halechem, shnei esronim mishtolo soin. So it's not 1/30, but rather 1/15, 2/30. So you would sift out 3 soim of chitim and extract 2 esronim of solas. Now the shtei halechem was also brought in the springtime. Granted, 7 weeks later than the omer, but still springtime. But it was from wheat. And wheat doesn't have as much bran as barley. Now let's talk about the lechem haponim, which is used to come 12 breads, each one of which is shnei esronim. The pasuk says shtei esrei chalos, shnei esronim yiyeh hachalo haechos. So it's each bread of the 12 breads from every Shabbos was 2 esronim. 2 times 12 is 24. Lechem haponim, esrim v'arba esronim, and the 24 esronim came from esrim v'arba soin, from 24 soin. So in other words, you would sift out 24 soin and extract 24 esronim of solas, meaning you would get 1 isaron from each saw. The reason being that the lechem haponim breads came from chitim, and they didn't come necessarily in the spring. You could take them from old tvur, which was easier to sift, and there was sufficient to have 1 saw of wheat in order to extract from it an isaron, a fine isaron of well-sifted flour for the lechem haponim. And so we have finished Mishneh Vov of Perek Vov, and in the process have concluded lesson number 18.